What about these things that that they use for bait in fishing? They are.
You mean angle worms? Or night crawlers, or whatever you want to call them. There's so many names.
What about these long, slender things that fly around? You've seen them around water in the country. They have transparent wings, long, slender bodies, and they flit around.
Oh, they speak of those as darning needles.
Okay. And these things, these edible shelled creatures that they have pearls in them sometimes.
Oysters.
And these things with that fly around, get in your house, eat up your clothes.
You mean moths?
And the singular is what? One?
Moth.
These things that fly around in the, especially in the summertime, and you see them, they light up.
Oh, you mean fireflies?
All right, and name a few different kinds of stinging insects.
Well, there's a bee, there's a wasp. Bumblebee, or various kind of bees, a wasp, a hornet. Hornet and a wasp, they're practically the same.
All right, how about these things that that land on you and try to take blood from you?
Well, if you need water, you mean a sucker?
No, these are just, they fly around. They bite you, they sting you, and they raise welts.
You mean mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Oh. There's jiggers, too, as far as that's concerned.
What are they, the ones you get under your skin?
Yeah, the ones you get burned. They don't fly, they're more in the grass.
Yeah.
They come in like under your belt or
yeah.
top of your shoes.
They crawl under your skin.
Yeah, yeah. They're a mess.
How about these small fish used for bait?
You mean minnows?
Yeah. And think of a spider. Spider.
Web.
Alright. Now, would you make any distinction between those indoors and outdoors?
Of the spiders?
Yeah.
I don't quite grasp between indoors.
Well, I mean, they're both the same thing. I mean, if you saw one inside or outside, you just call them each one away.
Oh, yes. Yes, I would. Of course, there is a different type. There's the banana spiders, you know. It's the tarantulas, you know. But
no, I just meant they're...
No, they're...
How about the parts of a tree underground? What do you call that?
The roots.
And these animals with hard shells that move along very slowly on the ground. Big. Some of them get quite big. Some, they live in water, too. Some of them are snappers.
Oh, you mean turtles?
All right. Kind of a tree that George Washington chopped down?
That's a cherry tree.
This is a vine that grows in the, or a bush-like thing that you get a rash from in the woods.
Poison ivy?
Yeah. And the these berries that, they're red and they're served on shortcake quite frequently.
You mean red raspberries? Or strawberries, or?
If you're out picking berries in the woods, you say, you better watch out because some of these berries might be...
Poison?
Okay, what about these two? Did you pronounce that word?
Sycamore.
And that word?
Sumac.